Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from this morning's Holy Gospel found in Matthew 25. Jesus says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" This is God's word. Dear friends in Christ, we have now passed Thanksgiving, and so we are squarely in the middle of the holy season of shopping, buying gifts and getting gifts, receiving gifts. Now, I've never been a Black Friday guy myself. In fact, our family's not really Black Friday type of people, but if you are, I am not here to judge you. Nonetheless, there are deals that catch my eye and make me wonder if I shouldn't be preparing more for Christmas, preparing more to give gifts, because you know what? I'm actually a pretty terrible gift giver. And when I do go all out to get someone the perfect gift, I can never keep it a surprise. I always spoil it early. And that's perhaps one of the best parts of getting a gift, is the anticipation of it. The unexpected nature of it, not knowing what it could be. And of course, even better than the surprise of the gift is when it's a true token of the giver's love. Because you know that person cares for you deeply, and that gift is the perfect token. Well, today in our Holy Gospel from Matthew 25, Jesus tells us about his gift to us. And there's no surprise to it. Jesus and I apparently have this in common. He tells us exactly what it is, but it's definitely a token of his love for us. The king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." It's a gift that Jesus has for us that we haven't actually fully received it yet, but it's been promised to us. It's in our possession. We take hold of it at the end of days upon this earth, on the day when Jesus says that the shepherd will separate the sheep from the goats, when he places the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. And even though Jesus is speaking about the end of all things, the end of life on this earth as we know it, about the day that he will come to judge the living and the dead, he's telling us about a gift. Because isn't that one of the problems we have in the church, is that we think of end of days, end times, book of Revelation, fulfillment of prophecy as this scary, terrifying thing. But on the contrary, that's not how God has intended it. We, the church, await the end with joy. Because at the end, we take hold of the gift that has been prepared for us. You and I see that God wants to give his kingdom to his people. That's what Jesus is talking about. He gives it to the sheep. He gives it to his children. And Jesus says today that it's been prepared for you and me from the very beginning of all things. So I want you to stop and think about the impact of that statement. That when God created this world in which you and I live, at the moment he created it, he had a gift, a kingdom prepared for you. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden and they fell into sin, God had a kingdom prepared for you. When Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, God had a kingdom prepared for you. When David ruled over Israel, when Daniel was sitting in the lion's den, God had his kingdom prepared for you. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, God already had a kingdom prepared for you. St. Matthew, St. John, St. Paul, the other writers of Scripture as they were writing the Bible. You know where I'm going. God had a kingdom, a gift prepared for you. All throughout history, God has been ordering things so that you would receive his kingdom. He gave the world a glimpse of that kingdom in the Garden of Eden, a place that was paradise, no sin, no death, a place where man and woman have perfect relationship with God. And even though Adam and Eve brought sin and death into the world, God had already prepared a kingdom better than the Garden of Eden. God had prepared an eternity where sin and death would never threaten our joy again. Today, as you heard for the readings, and as you've seen in the bulletin, is the last Sunday of the church year. And throughout the past year, you've certainly been doing this here at Our Redeemer over the past year. You've been hearing your Holy Gospel readings almost exclusively from Matthew's Gospel. And all throughout Matthew's Gospel, Jesus uses this phrase, the kingdom of heaven. Jesus is constantly preaching about the kingdom of heaven. He's preaching about it and teaching about it. He comes to bring the kingdom of heaven to his people. He comes to die on the cross so that you would be an heir of that kingdom. He comes to die for you and redeem you so that you know for certain that this kingdom has been prepared for you from before the foundation of the world. What is that phrase? Kingdom of heaven. It means that you have been bought from sin by the blood of Jesus Christ to be given this incredible gift. And that gift is no surprise. It's peace with God for all eternity in his new heaven and new earth that he brings about on the last day. God tells you what the gift is ahead of time. And he tells you so that you don't live for this life right here, but for the life that is to come. You know, so much of our thinking, of our actions, of our decisions, our words, our deeds are focused on this life. Jesus gave his word, his gospel to his disciples, so they would go into the world and share the good news of the kingdom beyond this world with those of us here who live in the world. In fact, Jesus called those disciples who carried the gospel his brothers. As you can see from today's holy gospel, those brothers aren't always received very well. Jesus says of himself, the king on the last day will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you did not welcome me, naked, you did not clothe me, sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Those people our Lord Jesus is speaking to will say, Lord, when didn't we help you? Jesus says, truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. This is a commonly misinterpreted verse because Jesus, we hear this like, oh, we should help the needy, we should help the poor, those who are without bodily need. And we should do that. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. He says, the least of these, my brothers. He's talking about his disciples who carry the gospel. He's talking about what you do with the word of God. Do you receive it or do you reject it? Well, when you're given a gift, you only have one task, to receive it. And that's not really much of a task at all, is it? As Jesus comes in his word to deliver his kingdom, you have only one thing to do. Receive it and enjoy it. You have a gift that is so unbelievable. It's been prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And yet, you and I fill our lives with so much nonsense, so much chasing after other things, and not centering ourselves on the one thing that really matters, God's Word. In our Old Testament reading, God describes himself as a shepherd that seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered. He says, "So will I seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness." Like sheep, you and I wander off. We follow so many other priorities, so many other desires, so many other ambitions. Jesus is the shepherd who goes out into this world to call us into his kingdom. He's the one in whom, as Paul writes in our epistle, all are made alive. He comes through his word to give us forgiveness of sins. He comes through holy baptism to claim us as God's children. He comes through holy communion to feed us and nourish us with his body and blood. He calls us to give us this incredible gift prepared for us from the very beginning. That, my friends in Christ, is worship at its heart. That we gather and receive the gifts of God, all connected to that one gift that God prepared for us in eternity, his kingdom. The reason pastors preach so often about the importance of hearing the word and studying the word and receiving the Lord's Supper, I can promise you from this day forward, you're going to hear me talk about it all the time. It's all about this gift prepared for you from the beginning. You see, we don't have to wait to receive the kingdom on the last day. The kingdom is here, right now. Through his word, Jesus reigns here in this world right now. Martin Luther said in the Small Catechism that when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," he said that God's kingdom comes when our Heavenly Father gives us his Holy Spirit, so that by his grace we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here in time and there in eternity. I pray during this upcoming Advent season, now in this season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, as so many things are trying to pull your attention away, that you, my dear friends in Christ, would keep your hearts and ears open for the gift prepared for you from the beginning. Remember those times when you were a kid and you wanted to peek at your gifts early? Some adults are still the same way. You don't have to wait to find out what gift God has in store for you on the last day. You don't even have to wait to enjoy it. Today, Jesus comes to you in his word and in his holy meal to give you a glimpse of eternity. Today, Jesus is with you to feed you, to nourish you, to strengthen you, and to sustain you. On this day, the gifts of God aren't just something way off in the future. They are here for you and will always be here for you. And so, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, receive the gift prepared for you from eternity. Receive it now, and God grant that you will receive it in its fullness when he returns on the clouds in all his glory. Amen. The peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. We continue our service by singing the offertory on page 192 of your hymnal.